Hey everyone, I'm Daniel Garcia, and this is Around the Cape, a series of brief conversations with players from the Cape Cod Baseball League. Today, joining us, we have Chandler Simpson, who had a great season at Georgia Tech, hitting .434 and having 27 stolen bases. He followed that up with an equally impressive time in the Cape, where he hit .455, stole 8 bags in 12 games. In last week's top 600 draft ratings released by Prospects Live, he checked in at 121 and should hear his name called in the early rounds of the draft this weekend. Thanks for joining us, Chandler.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. What have you been up to since you've left the Cape?
Nothing really. Just trying to get some rest. Honestly, I took a couple of days off when I got back to like 3, 4, 5 days off. Then every day since then, I've just been hitting, working out, just trying to stay ready, honestly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The Cape definitely was a grind, too. Games every day after the college season, so the rest would definitely be good there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the first thing I get into with everyone is just tell me about yourself as a player. Give me a little scouting report about yourself.
Who I'm as a player, I feel like I'm a spark plug for the team. I'm like the leadoff hitter. I'm getting things going. There's like loopholes in a lineup where pitchers get to warm up through a lineup, but like I feel like number one at the plate, then you have to come with your best stuff at the beginning of the game. You know what I'm saying? To start it off, I feel like I'm somebody I can get on base. I'm a tough out, tough strike out. I'm going to try to get on base as much as possible and to try to touch home plate as much as possible to help my team win.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said was basically the scouting report I had on you. You have some great bat-to-ball skills, and then when you get on base, you're obviously a problem for the opposing team. So a lot of that game came through in your improvements that happened this year at Georgia Tech. You had, across numbers in every offensive category, had your career best. Wonder what you did to make those changes throughout the year and what you were trying to improve on throughout the year?
Really, I was just trying to just stay like mentally consistent more than anything, just like some mental keys that I picked up during like that prior summer before I came to Tech, and just trying to stay mentally ready because it's more of a mental grind than a physical one. So I knew that me honing down on the mental side of the game was going to then let the numbers show for itself. So.
Can you expand on some of those mental keys you were talking about?
Yeah. So last summer, actually, like the things that helped for me is like mental visualization. So what I do that works for me, I create like all ABs of me getting like hits or positive things, making great plays, things like that. I have like a whole vault of it, and I label it visualization. So like it's kind of like a ritual now before games. Go on my phone, go into a little vault, watch like certain hits that. You know what I'm saying? That's catered to my game, things like that. And I feel like you see more positive things will happen for you. So that's a word for me.
That's a super interesting mindset. And with the way you've been playing, there's no shortage of those good hits and good plays. And I wonder, is that what you're still working on the most right now? Or is there a different area of your game you're trying to improve? Because it does seem like you've gotten that mental side down with how you've been playing lately.
Yeah, I mean, mental grind is like an everyday thing. So I'm still every day trying to improve on that. But right now, I'm just trying to get in the weight room, trying to get bigger, stronger, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to need that for the next level.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the next thing I want to talk about is, you had an article in Prospects Live recently with Joe Doyle. A great piece for anyone who hasn't checked it out. Should definitely go look at it. I just want to follow up on a couple of things. First thing was there's a lot written about that your comparison to D. Gordon. And I really do think that there's a lot of similarities in the way you two play. But you also mentioned that there's some sort of relationship exists between the two of you. Can you speak to A, that comparison, and then B, your relationship with D?
Yeah. For those who don't know D. Gordon came up as like a shortstop for the Dodgers, a real speed guy, bat to ball guy, used his speed a lot on bases. He had like a 60 stolen base season when he was with the Marlins. So everybody really, when I was growing up, everybody compared me to either him or Billy Hamilton. So him being in the infield, they just compared me to him. And he was kind of like a slimmer dude as well. So That's the comparison part. But the relationship part, it's not really too much a relationship, but we do, like, he'll DM me on Instagram from time to time, tell me to keep going, just some motivation, just kind of, like, I look up to him. He don't even know. He probably don't notice, but I kind of look up to him as, like, a big brother, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I've kind of modeled my game after him. Like, in high school, I would, like, watch his highlights before high school games and all. So yeah, that's, like, the relationship part.
Yeah, well, D's obviously a great guy to model the game after because he had a lot of success in the big league, and also being compared to Billy Hamilton is nothing short of impressive as well. Second part of that article I just want to touch on is it talked about your work with St. Louis Elementary. Can you tell me about that work and what that work means to you?
Yeah. So what we did, me and a couple of my line brothers, because I'm in Omega Psi Phi fraternity. So a part of that, we do community service. So we went to S.L. Lewis and one of my line brothers' elementary school that he went to. And we just went there and read books to some kids, just trying to touch some kids that were playing sports, things like that. And just trying to tell them, just trying to give them a relation to what they want to be, because they some of them aspire to be college athletes and then at the pro level as well. So just trying to give them the right path and the right mindset to take on through elementary school, middle, high, and then college following it up. So yeah, it was just real good to give back to the community and just help out younger kids.
Yeah, that's an incredible thing to do with your spare time. And I'm sure you made a really big impact on all those kids. So now let's just shift to your time in the Cape, since it's a Cape Center podcast. Yeah. While you were at Kituit, they got off to a nearly historic start. What was the atmosphere like with the team, and what made you guys so special?
Honestly, what made us special was the time we had, like, a lot of practices before the season even started. So we got kind of the chemistry down a little bit. We was practicing, like, two times a day for 8 days, because our coach is, you know what I'm saying? He's a grinder, so he's pretty old school mentality. So he believes in the work. So I feel like that was just us just working hard every single day, about 8 to 10 days before the season even started, just gave us a little feel for the, like, community nature of or who we playing with, this and that, and just see where we at with the team. And I feel like that's helped us. That helped us with the historic start we had.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Coach Roberts, obviously a legendary coach. What were some of the biggest takeaways you had from your time with him?
Yeah. Honestly, really like Coach Roberts, because he kind of catered to my game a little bit. He was, like I say, he was the old school, just bat the ball, make contact, not like striking out as much, getting on base, stealing bases a lot. He was a big runner. And it was another like stealing tactic that I picked up from him a little bit, where I could steal a little bit more bases that he is trying to implement in the minor leagues as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys really brought the speed at the top of the lineup with you, Victor Scott, Brooks Baldwin, and other teams. Had a lot of trouble with you three, and Coach Roberts really had you all running. So then with the Cape, obviously used the wood bat. I'm not sure, have you used the wood bat before? How's the transition? Obviously hitting 455, the transition seemed pretty smooth, and you were punching a lot of balls up the middle, which was super impressive, but how was it using that wood bat?
Yeah, it was good. The last time I swung wood was in the Northwoods last summer, so I haven't swung wood since then, but it was a good transition. I just tried to stay within myself with my game and just stay in my approach and just try to make it not too big of a difference between metal and wood. So.
Mm-hmm. And lastly from the Cape, how'd your time here go? What were some big takeaways you had playing against the best college players in the country? Obviously you get some of that at Georgia Tech, but being in such an area where it's just the best players every day, how does that feel?
Yeah, no, it was great. Like, just to see the amount of competition that the Cape had. It is the best league in the country in terms of summer ball wise, and everybody up there is great pitching. I mean, it's wood bat, so it's tough to hit. Everybody's throwing. It's no 80s, nothing. It's all 90s, upper mid 90s, upper 90s. So everybody's gonna come at you with their best, and it's a grind. I mean, it's every day, and I love that about it. That's every day. I mean, I love to play baseball. I love to do it every day. So if you love to do it. And I definitely recommend going up there. You're going to see the best competition up there as well.
Yep, and you definitely handled that well. With the draft coming up in just a few days, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Just trying to work every day, kind of get my mind off of it. My dad, he's been losing sleep. He's been asking me if I haven't slept. But I've been sleeping like a baby, honestly. I'm just been chilling, just working out and hitting, just trying to just keeping the daily grind, honestly, and just when the day comes, I'll just focus on it on that day.
So. Yeah, I'm super excited to see what happens with that. And the last question I ask everyone is, you were in Kituit, small town, really nice town. What were you doing in your time in the Cape? What was your favorite thing to do off the field?
Off the field, it was really just to hang out with some of my teammates. Cam Coyer was up there. He lives in Atlanta. Kenya Huggins, he was a good friend. And Victor Scott, I played with him in the Northwoods last summer. So just hanging out with those guys after the day was over or whenever we had free time, it was good to just catch up with them.
That's awesome. And then everyone, That was Chandler Simpson from Georgia Tech. Thank you for tuning in to Around the Cape. Follow me on @CapeScouting on Twitter to get all the latest news from the Cape Cod League on behalf of Prospects Live. Chandler, thank you so much for joining us. I wish you the best of luck this weekend. I'm really excited to hear your name called.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.